Blog Talk Radio.
To a Wednesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. Yes, I'm doing two shows in a week. I've had so much going on, folks. This is that's what they voted for. So hey, you know, I didn't vote for it. So you know, I want to find these people that magically voted for Biden. I'll tell you what you get when you get a dictator in chief by mail. Yeah. $10 a pound bacon, grocery store shelves empty. It's $3.49 at Sam's where I live, and it's like $3.77 everywhere else, $3.75. It's ridiculous. And all you hear on the news is Putin, 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 Putin. I want to get into Joe Biden's State of the Ukraine address last night. And I say that because 99% of it was about Ukraine, not about the state of America. Oh, yeah, he forgot to mention about the 13 dead soldiers from Afghanistan in his disastrous, whatever you want to call them, a waste of space. You know, let's support China and genocide China and their genocide Olympics and everything, but we're going to sit there and we're going to throw away vodka. Hey, Nessie, and give me a Russian vodka, because I'm going to throw it away for you, okay? Now, I know I'm going to throw it away because I'm Nessie Press. No, they're throwing away. How dare you have Russian vodka on your shelves? But let me see here. Fabrica China, made in 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 China, made. Oh yeah, China's okay. Let's support made in China, but not Russia. Pardon me. We're done with this crap. I don't know how anyone can say amazing speech. I mean, the dude, one time he called the Ukrainians Iranians. Oh, jeez. It's ridiculous. Samuel L. Jackson actually comes out and blasts the Oscars. Black actors usually win for doing despicable bleep on TV. Wow, you're starting to finally see how radical left Hollywood is and how discriminatory is and how they push an agenda. Wow. I applaud him. At least he's seeing the light. I saw Samuel saw the light. He saw the light. You know, I mean, come on. I got that and so much more I want to get into, and I'm going to get into the Premier League also. So thank you so much for tuning in. Acts of the Apostles 3. Now repent of your sins and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped away. Think about that as you're going through your day-to-day, and thank you so much for tuning in. Yeah, I can't just watch the State of Ukraine address last night. I watched it with Benny Johnson. Yeah, that's how the thing is now. Like when Obama was there, they did like a, Glenn Beck had like a Mystery Science Theater kind of thing, and they spoofed the whole time. Okay, let's pause. Okay, facts check it. Nope, that's a lie. Okay. If you have a problem at a factory and you have to shut it down for a while to fix the problem, and those people get laid off because of the fixing, and then once the plant's fixed and backed up ready to go and they come back to work, you're not going to say, look, I'm the mayor of this town and I've created all these jobs. These people were out of work and now they're back to work. You might be able to get away with that if, okay, if this plant was going to close and they were going to leave and go somewhere else, and you said that you're going to give them tax breaks, you're going to do stuff, and you're going to help fund that building fixing so that it's up to code or whatever, and you helped get that so that that place stayed there. But if all these jobs got shut down because the government closed them because of COVID, and then now that this COVID thing is starting to be a thing in the past and people aren't buying it as much, how the severity of it, and I'm not putting down anyone that's died or anyone that's been severely sick, the majority of people survive with very few symptoms. There's always going to be someone, no matter, people die from the flu every day, so I don't want to hear it. If someone, well, I can't believe it. He's saying that COVID's not that bad. There are people who have died. Well, the flu's not that bad, but people have died from the flu. I didn't hear one person come out and saying anything about flu deaths. Motor car. Why don't we ban cars? Because you know how many millions of people die every year in a car accident? So you're insensitive if you're driving a car, okay? If you care about automotive vehicle deaths and people who died, if you care enough about anyone that's died behind the wheel of a motor vehicle, you should never get in a car, period. Not driving or passenger. You should be 1,000,000% against, because I'm tired of all these people. Well, I can't believe he's so insensitive. He needs Kyle Busch's sensitivity training. Or don't get me in that story. But anyways, that's just where we live in, folks. Now that COVID's kind of going down and jobs are starting to come back and the people that actually want to work are coming back, when these jobs are coming back and these plants are starting to open back up, oh, yeah, that's right. I created jobs. No, they're just getting back to work. The people actually want to work. The problem you had is this COVID-19, it was made in a way so that, hey, dearie, kind of like these unemployment benefits that people have. You know, they get you in a crutch. Well, technically, if you want to make this much money, if you want to, like we have rent things in where I live, but like you can get help with rent, and like rental assistance and stuff. Well, you need to make way more than they allow you to make to pay that kind of rent. If it's a $700, it was like $500 and something back in the day, and you can only make like 18 or 19. It's like 20,000 was like the max you can make. To be honest, she goes, if you weren't on this program and you were making $20,000 a year, I would not recommend you getting a place that was $500 a month rent. You couldn't make it. To be in this program, you had to make under this much to get the rent for that price. To get that $500, you had to make under like $20. And if you make a dollar more, you got to pay back that $200 or whatever. It's ridiculous. And I knew people that had that problem. But my point is, these programs with COVID, okay, why would I want to work? I'm making more money sitting at home. I knew two people that were walking around, oh, it's not safe to go back to work. But then what are you doing hood ratting around Walmart, not buying anything, just kicking it? You're not getting bare essentials. You're not sitting there with a shopping cart. Man, you just like a mall rat. You ain't shopping, you ain't working, you're just there. Oh, because he's making way more money unemployed than he would be working. So why would he want to work if he can get more money from me, from just busting my butt? I mean, my producer would vouch for this. We never had a day off. And what I mean by that is, we did the audio and visual for the church when it was just like a, because we have some elderly people in our church, so we did it for, it was like online for a while. And I did the video, and my wife watched the, I did the video and audio. My wife watched the pastor's kid, because we're like the pastoral parents, you know, and the pastor's husband played the guitar, and she sung, and they did the services. So we went to church every Sunday. when we got done with church, we went home and we got ready for work from Sunday, and then Monday we went to work till Friday. And then we had set our lives, but my life kind of changed a little bit because for a while we were open 7 days a week, and since I was doing so much with the church, my boss gave me that Sundays off, and you know, but we didn't stop working. We kept going and doing. Our lives didn't end. But there's so many people that sat on their butts making more money unemployed, and that's the problem you have with this. So many people, this whole lockdown got people, look how much money I can be a cost patriot, make more money. Why would I want to work? No, I want benefits. Help me out. I want some benefits. Help me. I want to, because when I sit on my butt, I'll make more money than if I'm working. Not I, said the fly, not me, said the bee. I work. I could have got more money not working than if I was working. And let me tell you, it would have been hard to try to go back to work knowing that I'm making more money not working than working. It'd be hard for me. That disastrous pullout in Afghanistan. 13 service members perished. Not one mention of them in the State of the Union address, Ukraine. 99% of that speech was about Ukraine. Not about the state of America. Well, I mean, if Hillary Clinton is like, I stand with the people of Ukraine, you know something wrong, man. If she's standing, you know there's something fishy going on. Hillary Clinton don't care about no one but herself and Bill and their profits. I mean, is she trying to protect your precious investments in Ukraine? I mean, see, I stand with the people of Ukraine who are unarmed. Because as soon as they pick up a gun, they're armed insurgents. They are. That's what, remember what the, like in Iraq, what we called those people who picked up arms? Armed insurgents and militants. When they were coming after, you know. It's amazing. When one country invades another country, that's war crime. Condoleezza Rice, that's war crimes. Well, didn't you kind of invade Iraq with not really any proof of anything? Supposedly they had weapons of mass destruction and you couldn't find anything and there was really no evidence? Oh, yeah, that's right. That's different. When you do it, it's different. Kind of like the Democrats. When it fits a narrative, it's okay. The problem I have with a lot of this, with that State of the Union address, is all bullcrap. Look what I did, folks. Now that things are kind of getting back to normal and there's a portion of people that want to get back to work, those are jobs I created. No, they were jobs that were already there that were cut back and stuff because of COVID-19 and you work from home or you don't work as much or this or that. Now that those jobs are coming back, for the people that actually want to work, guess what happens, folks? Oh, yeah, that's right. He created those jobs. Come on, man. It's just ridiculous. 13 men died. Not a mention of them. Oh, but we got to talk about Ukraine. Got to talk about Ukraine. And poop. Or we need to get rid of all our Russian stuff because how dare you? NBC hosts the Genocide Olympics with the lowest ratings since they've been showing Olympics on TV ever. It's falling apart. China, it's like we have embargoes on Cuba for a reason. Where's the embargoes on China? It's a catch 22. School here, it's a 15-mile speed limit. School here, it's a 75-mile-an-hour speed limit. Why is it 15 here and 75 here? You're both going by a school. That's kind of how the whole China thing is. Oh, we ban products and embargo Cuba because of what they're doing to their people and stuff to hurt their economy and everything, but China, well, it's okay. Russia invades Ukraine and everyone needs to throw away the buck and stop selling Russian stuff. But as soon as all this genocide goes on in China and no one cares, no one cares. I don't know how anyone, I see people, can you believe it's like $3.70 for gas? And there are people like, oh, it's $5 where I live and $6 where I live and four something where I live. And like, gee. And I know the people that are complaining about the gas price right now, they're liberals. And I just want to get on there and say, stop. You voted for this. You wanted this. You voted for a guy that said on day one as president, he is going to get rid of America first. You voted for this. You should be loving the fact that gas prices are through the roof. And, of course, they blame Ukraine, even though they just got invaded by, even though they just got invaded within the week, these gas prices that are record highs and going to continue to go through the roof, yeah, they're going to blame it because they believe whatever they're told. Because their precious Democrat Party can't be the problem. It's like they ask all these black people, who tried to keep you from voting? Oh, that was the Republicans. That was Democrats. Who segregated you? Who enslaved you? That was the Democrats, right? Noper. The Republicans were the ones that freed the slaves and ended segregation and fought to get blacks the ability to vote, and they still... And they talk about this. There's no how you have to have an ID to do everything under the sun. Can we see your ID just to make sure you're the one checking out your library books? Okay, yeah. You know you have to be 21 to buy cigarettes. Can I see your ID? You want to get in the Eddas? Hey, what's up, man? You trying to get in the Eddas, man? You see your ID, fool? Oh, man, I don't have an ID, man. Well, man, you got to be 21 to get into Eddas, man. You got to... No ID, man. You better just bounce out of here, man. Man, I'll let you in, man. You come back to your ID, but if you ain't got it, man, I can't let you in. Sorry, dog. All right, man. You have to do all this stuff. You have to have an ID, but it's magical. Isn't it funny how blacks can get IDs to do all kinds of stuff, like buy liquor and cigarettes and... go to clubs and check out library books and get bank accounts and everything, but magically they can't get that same ID disappears when they try to vote because they can't have one. They can't get one. They're impoverished and they can't, there's no way to get to a place. They have 2 and 4, depending if it's a presidential election, you'll have up to 4 years to get a driver's license. I could probably walk from one side of the country, from one part of the country, go to the East Coast, and I could walk to the West Coast probably in 4 years. If I can do that in 4 years, she can walk across town to get an ID. No, the ID is not the problem. Because if you have to show ID, and if you have to prove you are who you are when you vote, it makes it harder for the Democrats to cheat. And if Biden did get that record number of votes, then why y'all bitching about the gas prices and the food prices? You voted for this. You wanted this. You were offended by mean tweets. You didn't want America first. You wanted America last. You were tired of energy independence. You wanted gas prices, like Obama said, under my policies, gas prices will necessarily skyrocket. You wanted this. This is what Biden said he was going to do from day one if he was elected. And now you're pissing and moaning and bitching and complaining because you didn't know anything. You didn't question. What do you mean Biden said? It's like those people that they ask, who do you think said that? Oh, that'd have been Sarah Palin, man. Sarah Palin, no, that was actually Hillary Clinton. Said what? And they, these people that are like lifeblood Democrats, like, oh, Hillary Clinton's Jesus Christ. Well, since she's a female, she'd be the Virgin Mary. Okay? Guess what? I couldn't vote anyone. I couldn't support or vote anyone who said that. No way. I couldn't vote for anyone or support anyone that says something like that. That's wrong. You know, I couldn't. That's why I don't support Sarah Palin. Actually, Hillary Clinton said that what? And they got like, I'm with her shirt and all this stuff. I'm like, well, they don't know what to do because you just basically told me you couldn't support a candidate that said that. But you have, but you support Hillary Clinton. No, that can't. I'll show you the audio and the video. I will prove to you it's on C-SPAN. It's on CNN. She said this. They don't know anything. If you were to tell them, if you were to go to Democrats and be like, Joe Biden said he's going to get rid of America first, what does that mean? I know we had our Ukrainians first State of the Union address. I'm just saying, man. Don't ask me, man. I didn't vote for the guy. You're welcome. You're welcome. But I just get so tired of all these people, like, Ukraine. What about America? We have so many problems in our own country. Why don't we take care of us? Well, we can't do that. Hell no. I just want the people to know that I stand with the Ukrainian people. And if you need to, I'm going to give you an address where you can send all your Russian vodka and I can dispose of it. So I'm going to dispose of it because I'm Nancy Pelosi. And though I support China 1,000,000%, genocide China, you know, I mean, we shouldn't sell anything Russian because of what they're doing, except for the vodka. And that you need to send to me and I will dispose of it because I went to school to be a Russian vodka disposer, and I am, because I'm Nancy Pelosi. I dispose of vodka. I put it in a water bottle, and I drink it. Oh, we got to get rid of everything Russian, but, oh, genocide China, well, that's okay. It's fine. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. No, it's not okay. A State of the Ukraine address, 13 Afghan soldiers killed in Afghanistan, our soldiers. I call them Afghan soldiers because they were fighting to free Afghanistan. Nope. Nope. Not today, Satan. Oh, we're not going to talk about them. We're not going to mention them or the billions of dollars of military equipment just left over there. Yeah, whatever. Don't worry. I'm not going to talk about the $10 bacon or the $7 soon-to-be gas price. It's $4 in many places. Well, we're not going to talk about that. We're going to talk about jobs that came back because COVID is ending and I created all those jobs. Because I'm Joe Biden. Come on, man. It's ridiculous. I mean, only 5% view Biden's State of the Union address is going to go very well. That's what the poll was. He has negative 15 numbers. I think the problem you have is you had people that didn't want Trump, but Biden was the other option, and they didn't really do research. they just stuck their middle finger out of Trump, but they didn't even listen to what Biden was saying. And, oh, I didn't want Trump, but this is whoops. And I don't think there's a lot of pro-Biden people out there, because I don't think very few people voted for Biden. It's not like, okay, folks, I know they say he got a record number of votes, but I don't think he got a record number of anything. He couldn't get but two people to a rally, if that. And half of those people are just staff. Why do we need this many security people? There's no one here. Trust us. People wouldn't come to a Biden rally. Why do we have to protect this man? Are you kidding me? Kind of like back in the day when you'd actually go to like a Ellis Ayers to buy tickets for a concert. They had like a grocery store. They have like a Ticketmaster thing, and you could go there. And of course, like at 10 o'clock, they'd start selling them, and there'd be some lady in there. Excuse me, I'm trying, and you're just trying to get tickets. I need to, how do you do, I need a money order. How do I fill that? And then they take like 6 hours. Then by the time you can get up to the thing, it's 9 o'clock at night. Forget it. Sometimes if you knew Hidden Gems or Hidden Gems, they had like a, we could get tickets for a concert. Like, oh yeah, they sold Ticketmaster. No one knew it, and you could go there. Like, no one would be there. Y'all want to get tickets for this, and you get really good seats. Those were the days, man, when you could do stuff like that. Not anymore. Oh, Cousin Joe. But my point with all this is, so many people, I don't think there's a lot of people voted for Biden. That's why there's not a lot of support for him. I believe a lot of these things are BS. He got a record number of votes. Yeah, okay. Well, he's got a record number of people hiding. No, I don't want to be associated with that guy. You notice how you don't see any, you still see Trump stuff everywhere, but you don't see people with Biden stickers on their cars. That's a clue. When you don't see anyone with Biden stickers anywhere, at least you saw Obama stickers. At least there are people that still have Obama stickers. Why on their car? I have no idea, dude. Oh my, you couldn't pay me to. Yeah, you give me $1,000, I might take the car off your hands. No, I want like $10,000 for this, dude. No, if you're selling me, you give me money to take a car from you that has a Biden sticker on it. I don't think they have those. Like when it came to Biden running for president, it reminds me of when you go and your favorite race car driver is running in the Indy 500 and you want to get merch from them. But since it's like one race with one team or like two races and they don't have merch, can we help you find something? I said, yeah, my favorite driver's in the race. But there's a 99% chance he didn't make any merch for him because it's only like two races he's racing for Dale Coyne Racing or whoever, you know. Yeah, I didn't make anything. I figured. Thank you. You know. But I don't ever remember people with all kinds of Biden hats and shirts and Biden this and Biden that. I don't think I've seen one Biden bumper sticker. I still see some Obama ones. Lord help them, but I don't see any Biden anything. That's my first sign to me that, like, okay, no wonder you don't see all this praise for old Biden, because of Vladimir Biden or whatever you want to know. I'm Vladimir Biden. I stand with the people of Ukraine. Because I got trillions of dollars invested in it, and my crack-addicted son, he's going to lose a lot if Russia invades. I got about just under 29 minutes or so, something like that in the program, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in. Seriously, that's why I really do believe if these people really saw, like, those people that, like, I couldn't support anyone that said something like that, that was Hillary Clinton. But if they heard what some of these politicians on the left have said out their mouth, they wouldn't know what, I don't think kids would know what to do.
What do you mean?
Let me slow your roll. Let's step back. Let's take a step back. You couldn't support anyone, that, and then they don't know what to do. Because I'm a huge Hillary supporter, but I just said that I can't really say that I support her because, and then they'll come out like, yeah, well, I don't really agree with that at all. But you know, I mean, other than that, she's okay. Mike, I just want to, okay, give me 10 things that you don't agree with, and I guarantee I can find where Hillary Clinton supported all 10 of those things, and you would, like, crap your britches, because she would basically stand, she would basically be backing everything that you hate about Trump, or you think Trump is, you know, the problem I have, because one of my good friends, he's who he is. Yeah, he's black, so what? Push that. I'll give him crap sometimes. He gives me crap, but then, you know, it's what we do. But he's not like, oh, I see what it is. Oh, you made fret for him because I've seen some people in the recent years that demand certain things, and if they don't get what they want, oh, it's because of the color of skin. See, I see what it is. Mm-mm. So you would open up early for him, because he's white, because I'm black. Oh, I see what it is. Oh, hell no, I want your manager. Oh, I see that sign where you see those two, man. I know what it is, man. Man, that's just play right there. Man, I know you're discriminating because I'm black. I know what it is. No. Martin Luther King would not understand this world we live in today. Just like Sam Walt would not understand, Sam Walt would flip in his grave if he knew that they were selling liquor. I worked at a video store, and there were things we couldn't sell at the video store, things we couldn't do to comply with being within a certain distance of Walmart. Walt Disney would be turning in his grave if he knew. There's a show called Midnight Madness, and it was, like, controversial because it was the first Disney film, feature, movie, whatever, that was PG. It was not G. Well, you're the man with the mic, Kyle. America hasn't changed. Y'all have. Yeah, they used to have to be careful what they showed in Velvets because you couldn't show his pelvis. Not today. Not today. I mean, even Samuel Jackson is waking up, blasting the Oscars, saying that black actors usually win for doing despicable bleep on TV. Thank you. Someone's waking up. It's like people who think you're racist. I see what it is. You don't support Black History Month. Oh, no, I just think it's BS that you're going to relegate your history to a month. Is that it? Black history is only relegated to 1 month? So what are the rest of the months? You don't care about your history? You may not like it, but there were black people that were lynched and hung and enslaved. Native Americans were killed. Egyptians were slaves. There's probably not one piece of land on this planet Earth that has not had slaves in some form, no matter what color, gender, race, creed, whatever. That's part of our history. Jewish people were killed in World War II in concentration camps. Yeah, they still got them up so that the people in Germany don't forget. Third Reich's going to come back. Not today, Satan. Not today. But that's where we're at. Samuel L. Jackson finally waking up. Hey, wait a minute, man. You only win Oscars. It's kind of like they pick and choose. Like I was talking about on Monday, where before you get a job, you need to find out what they're looking for in terms, not in terms of qualifications, in terms of like, do you need a non-binary person? Do they need an Asian person? And you become that gender, that race, whatever. If it's a Pan-American, Pan-Asian, pansexual, whatever they're looking for, a non-binary, Asian, Pan-American, whatever the heck. That way, no matter how unqualified you are, they have to take you because, oh, you fit the qualify. See, we have, like, equality. Yeah, we do have equality in America. Everyone starts with nothing, and you all have the opportunity to make it. Some have success, some fail. Terrence K. Williams came from nothing. Here's a hard candy. Break it up and eat it because I'm starving. That's all you're eating. He went from the foster house to the White House. That's the American dream. The American dream. Now, there is no American dream. It's what can I get? Oh, you mean, oh, I can get more money. Wait a minute. I'm getting more money unemployed because of COVID than I would be if I was working? Okay, how long can we keep this going, man? Can you believe it, man? I'm getting paid more not working than I would be if I was working, and I ain't doing anything, man. I'm just, oh, man. Yo, Grubhub? Yeah, what's up, man? I need Burger King, man. I need your stat, man. I need a Whopper, some fries. Give me one of those, like, coffee shake things, whatever. Yeah. Oh, you got those Cinnabon things, too, man? Oh, I want those. I don't care if they're from breakfast and they're cold. Man, just hook me up. All right, man. It'll be, like, 10 minutes. All right. Cool, man. And this staying at home making more money than I would be working unemployment, man, this is great. And that's the problem. Finally, people like Samuel Jackson are waking up. Wait a minute here. Oh, we're only winning Oscars for, oh, this one's going on. I see what's going on. Oh, yeah, that's what's going on. They had people making more money working than not working, so now they're screwed because now they got people where they don't want to do anything. Why would I want to go back to work when... I mean, we have places that still, the dining room's closed. Biden can create millions of more jobs if people would just go back to work. Yeah, you heard me say that right. Biden could create a lot of jobs if people would just go back to work. I mean, we have Denny's and stuff where I live that they're not even 24 hours anymore. It closed at 8 o'clock. I went knowing that the front door opened. A bunch of us walked in like 9 o'clock. Are you guys open? Oh, we stopped serving at 8. Okay. Denny's for me was always the 2 o'clock in the morning place. Or, okay, when I drank. Okay, I got to have something to eat, man. I feel like death warmed over. I need to get something on my stomach so I can take my goodies headache powders. Oh, Lord. I'm not doing that again until tomorrow night. That's why I don't do it anymore. That's the problem. This administration touts Buy America while they push jobs overseas. Just go to, like, Dollar Tree. All I had to do was just, if you ever, like I got a cobblestone collection, like a little nativities. Not a nativity, it's a village. It's my favorite thing in the whole, I love that more than I probably would a giant nativity. If you had like a giant nativity or a small nativity, I would like that. I love my little village better than if I had like the big villages, like the big pieces. They were like $1, and they were like ceramic or whatever. I've always wanted to get on eBay and probably have to pay an arm and a leg for them, and just to see if there's any pieces on, because I got every one I could find, if there's any ones that are missing, you know. Because Walmart came out with something recently, a couple years ago. My wife got a couple pieces from it. And when I find stuff like that, okay, I can have another. I think I have 3 churches. You know, I can't have enough of that. You can never have enough churches. I know God's everywhere, but still, you know. But it's one of those things like, what do I have? What do I don't have? And it'd be duplicating it's different, but it's duplicating the same things. Yeah, I'm looking out my window because where my window is in my studio, man, it's like we're on final for an airport, and then the studio is right near a hospital, so it's like, I mean, you get woke up with them life flighting someone out or in, and pardon me, okay, time to start praying. But this world has changed. Rashida Tlaib is calling out Joe Biden for a Green New Deal failure. Oh, darn. I'm glad it failed. You think inflation's bad now? If they were to pass those trillions and trillions of dollars in spending, Lord help you. Don't worry, AOC. You can just spend all you want to. Spend all you want to, AOC. We'll print more money. Like, if you believe what she's saying, then why do you support taxes? Because if they need money, just I'm going to order the Fed to print another $1 million because they have flooding and no. What happened to Americans helping Americans? Hey, I'm better off than you are. I'm going to help you out. You better off than me? I help you out. Hey, I got a farm, and I grow corn, and I'm sending all of it to market, but there's some I'm going to put back and hand out to people. Yeah, you think that this Green New Deal thing failing is a bad thing? No. Trying to pass trillions in stimuluses, that's a bad thing that they failed? Yes, it is. Just kidding. No, it's not. It's a great thing those things failed. Don't worry, folks. We're just going to print money because we can print it because it's going to print it. Yes, sir. Yeah, every once in a while my cat will come into the studio. Nope, I had the door closed. Oops. And anywho, oh, Lord. But, oh, America hasn't changed. Yeah, there was a time when people wanted to earn what they had. Look what I did. See, I bought this car. Not today. Look what Uncle Sam gave me, what? Yeah, man. The whole time COVID was going on, I was getting way more working from home, sitting on the couch doing nothing than I would be working for a job. Yeah, that unemployment, man, whoo, I was making 1.5 times my salary sitting at home doing nothing, unemployed. Thanks to that, man, look at this car I got. Yeah. Back in the day, it's like, man, hey, you built that deck all by yourself? Yes, I did, man. I had to go to Lowe's, saved up, got some timber, some 2x4s, some 4x4s, some 4x8s, pressure treated. I had the guy there that's done these before. I'm gonna put like a waterproof stain stuff on it, and He showed me kind of how to do it and gave me some tips and pointers. Hey, I've done it, man. I did it on my deck. I'll help you out. I'll show you what to do, man. If you got a problem, just let me know. Now people don't want to do anything. People are so lazy, they order groceries and have someone get them for them. It's like, my mom had to go grocery shop, had to take me here, had to take me there, had to do stuff. We supposed to live in a technology world to make things easier, and everyone's like, okay. Kind of like, I mean, we live in a world like if you ever saw The Blind Side, and she goes, orders food, and it's all on the kitchen counter, and they just take what they want, and they sit down. Please take a moment and thank your mom for going to the store and getting this. Thanks, Mom. And they go back to watching the game, and they look over, and there he is, Big Mike, sitting at a table, eating properly, because what they think is like, oh, look, we get to kick it like this. He actually gets to sit at the table with real plates and real silverware. So many people take stuff for granted. Oh, don't worry. You gotta keep that. Don't worry. This COVID thing will last forever, so I'll just continue to get unemployment that's more than I would get paid for working. And now that that's kind of dirty, it's kind of like going in the toilet, and they're not, well, now what do I do? I'm going to have to get back to work. I don't know how anyone can be still getting any unemployment from COVID. What happened to the American dream of I have nothing, and look at me now? Hard to believe I got about 10 minutes left in the program or so. But I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of it. I really hope you do. I want to get into some Premier League because what's going on in America, folks, that's what I've been focusing on that. So I apologize if I'm not getting into a lot of Premier League. When gas was a dollar something a year ago, and now it's up to almost $4 and $5 in places. And who's going to be the next manager at Manchester United? And it's looking good, I think. And I mean this in a good way, because whether you take Ten Hag, or you take Pochettino, or you take Ancelotti, they're looking at managers. That means that it's not going to be an automatic Rangnick, you're going to get the job, we're giving you the job next year. These might go up and be a consultant and help consult with these, with the board on players to get and things to do. And hopefully, maybe, they'll listen to him. Because if we can't get top four and we're out of the Champions League, okay, Pogba, I expect him to go, period. Jesse Lingard needs to go. He wanted to go. Ronaldo, the t-shirt salesman, bye-bye, he'll leave. Phil Jones should probably go. The United hasn't done that many deals. They need to get some, and they need this, and I've said this before in the program, and I've tried to get my wife to understand this because she's an Everton fan. Lord, what are you doing to her? Well, at least it's Everton. I can't complain. She's not a Scouser, so that's a great thing. But I don't understand. We need to be on the board. They spend like $50 million to fix up the car, make it all, look at all this bling, look at all this paint job and all this stuff. Well, yeah, I don't know if you know this, but this car has a flywheel in it, and until you fix that, this car ain't going nowhere. Oh, we didn't fix that. Oh, so I don't have the money to put a flywheel in this, so, yeah, man, go drive your car, man. I told you the flywheel is busted. I can't drive this car. That's what United does. They'll spend tons of money on players for positions they don't need. Why don't you, instead of spending $60 million on a player, try to get two or three for that price that are just as good? That way, if that $60 million player flops, you got three players that, hey, if one flops, you still got two that might make it. It's going to be rare that you're going to buy three players and three flop. I'm not saying it can't happen, but... but it's kind of good that they're trying, that at least they're looking, there's talk of a manager coming in. And it's not going to be Raniak. Not that I don't like him. They're going to get someone in, and he might actually get that consulting role, whether it does anything or not. You know, I hope, you know, not like they listen to him or not, but I hope, you know. I mean, something's got to change. And I think it's going to take whoever comes in calling out the board and saying, hey. And I think if Raniak goes up into like a consulting role and the next manager says, hey, what is he going to do? Get rid of him? And say, okay, he's right. He would at least have someone up there that say, yeah, he's right. But they're not going to get someone that's going to, they're going to get someone that's just going to comply. No, don't comply. Be who you are. If you get crapped on, like, all you have to do is get me a CDM. Nope. Didn't do it. Oh. Oh. Thought I wanted was a CDM. Yeah. Two. Sorry about your luck, Charlie. What do you mean, sorry about my luck, Charlie? And that's the problem. When you get screwed, Raniak's at least kind of basically come out and tried to hit in a way that, yeah, like, subtly kind of in, like, an insubtle way. And, yeah, I was, yeah, I had a big can of Vaseline, and I took it with a sun don't shine because you had one job to do, a CDM. In case you guys in the board don't know what that means, I need a central defensive midfielder. It's called a CDM. I will send you YouTube videos. Hello, and thank you for watching worldsoccer.us.eu.england.tv.com.youtube. I just made that, you know. Today, we're going to go over what is a central defensive midfielder. Yeah, I'm sending this to you so that you guys know what I need, because you don't seem to be getting it, because you keep getting me strikers when I... Well, of course they're going to buy Ronaldo, huh? He's for sale. Guess what? T-shirt salesman. Oh, Lord. But I'm excited that at least we have a chance to have somebody that has some sort of football knowledge up. Maybe now that United's starting to really tank and they can't keep, I think what they're doing is they got a cow and they're milking the cow. And there's no milk left and they keep trying to milk it. There's no milk left and they keep trying to milk it. There's no milk left. And they're not able, I don't think, anymore to milk United off of the glory days. Like, oh, well, we're going to get players here just because of the Alex Ferguson glory days. And this is Manchester United, so we're guaranteed TV time. We're guaranteed this. We're guaranteed that. Now that they're not guaranteed this and a lot of stuff, they can't live off of the glory days. Now they're like, oh, crap, what do? Maybe it's becoming a reality, and that would be a great thing. Okay? Because I really believe when Dave Moyes came in, is there something that I don't know about Dave Moyes? Is he, like, I'm just wondering. But am I missing something? Is he great and I just don't know it? But, like, I think a lot of players were getting ready to come, and then when Alex Ferguson said nope, they kind of did a 180 and said, nope. No. I was coming for Alex Ferguson, not David Moyes. Nice try. I think someone made the right choice. And maybe that could be. I hope it's the case that they're like, okay, hey, we're having a hard time milking this club out of money because of the glory days, and we got to do something to get it, because now we're not able to get all this stuff that, United, sorry, folks, you're not the United you used to be. You're going in the toilet. Oh, dang. And I think, hopefully that's what's happening, because we might actually get someone with football knowledge up in with the directors. Hopefully it does something. Hopefully they go, okay, yeah. Maybe hopefully they'll listen to them. I'm hoping it's getting to that point where it's like, oh, yeah, that's right. We can't, I hope it's getting to that point where for the last 10 years they've tried to milk the club based off of, oh, you'll come here because of this. You'll come here because of that. Well, now that they're not that, now that it's not a guaranteed Champions League, they're fighting for fourth or fifth or sixth or seventh. Okay, now we got to fix stuff and do stuff. Maybe we got to get, now we're going to have to get people to come to the club because they got a good manager and they got stuff. It's maybe the legacy of the club isn't enough anymore. Now they actually got to get people, hey, this is what we won. These are the trophies we've won recently. So when you come here, you have the ability to win trophies. Not, hey, this is what we, this is our history, but don't expect to do that now because we're just after a t-shirt salesman by the name of Cristiano Ronaldo. When he's not really even close to relevant in the game. Sorry, folks. Yeah, when he doesn't really amount to anything in the game, that says something. But remember, folks, don't forget this. With the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this coming Monday, God bless you all, and good night.